This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. There is a new currency that's gaining popularity in a few states, and it's tied to gold. In fact, it has gold in it. The company that makes these bills says it's trying to make it easier to buy and resell gold, the Mountain West News Bureau's Will Walkie reports.
It's more about the artwork.
Rick Russell is showing me around his store in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Picture a typical pawn shop with glass cases full of collectibles and coins.
Gold, silver, platinum, palladium if it ever comes in.
And behind the register, a sign that says Goldback sold here. A company called Goldback manufactures these bills that it says have small amounts of gold in them. Selling them is a new venture for Russell, who's seen a recent uptick in people who want precious metals.
There's a lot of people that are preppers here that are just preparing for the worst, right?
The problem is, if you have an ounce of gold worth over $1,700, it's pretty hard to break that down and spend it at a store. Kevin Mills is vice president of sales and marketing for Goldback.
When you're making a Goldback, you're having that transparent layer of plastic or polymer, and you're just laying atom by atom the gold onto that until it's exactly 1,000th of an ounce.
Mills says he's printing millions in Goldbacks every month and still can't keep up with demand. Russell sells me a bill worth about $20.
I just happen to have a pristine brand spanking new one.
It has a cowgirl and horse etched onto it. Goldback says it uses anti-counterfeit measures. The company started in Utah in 2019 after the state legislature made it easier to buy and sell them there. Now, Goldbacks are issued in four states. Goldback has maps with more than 600 small businesses in Utah, New Hampshire, and Wyoming that it says accepts them. That includes candy stores and chiropractors. But are Goldbacks a good idea for consumers? Cornell economics professor Ishwar Prasad studies currencies.
By and large, gold has limited ability to serve as an inflation hedge. It too tends to be affected by macroeconomic variables.
The price of gold has fallen over the past year, and to get a gold back, you pay a hefty premium. And, of course, they aren't accepted everywhere. The vending machine at my office spat it back out. In Cheyenne, Wyoming, I'm Will Walkie for Marketplace.